are saying enough is enough. We want salaries which are above the poverty bottom line. We also need an upward review of the rural allowance, because currently the rural allowance is being pegged at $11, which is just nothing. We need the cessation of the non-transparent pension contribution. This year, the government introduced a pension contribution of about $40. They only deducted without even inquiring, without even consulting the stakeholders, I mean the teachers in this case. So we are saying that $40 is too much, and we are marching against that. We also need the restoration of vacation leave and full maternity leave for teachers who are on probation. We also need a proper infrastructure. Most of the teachers in the rural areas, they are staying in dilapidated infrastructure, some of them sleeping in barns or classroom offices. We also need to end to all victimization or any form of violence which is happening to our members. I mean, the rural teachers is scattered all over Zimbabwe, and we need also a solution to the cash crisis ravaging our economy.
You are talking about violence directed towards rural teachers. Where is it coming from?
Violence towards rural teachers is coming from the ruling party which is running the country at the moment. I mean, the ZANU-PF militia youth. You know, for example, let me give you, last month we had a strike. It was for all civil servants, but most of the rural teachers, I can tell you, they were victimized by ZANU-PF youth. Some of our members were victimized. They were said to be agents of regime change in this country by simply asking for what they deserve. So that form of violence should actually stop. That's what we are saying. We are against that, and we are marching in protest for that.